USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House will vote this week on a resolution to formalize the next steps of the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. The resolution, which establishes the procedure for hearings, according to a statement by Speaker Pelosi, will mark the first floor vote on impeachment since Democrats formally launched their inquiry a month ago. During a conference of police chiefs in Chicago, President Trump calls himself the greatest and most loyal champion of law enforcement. The president also criticizes the murder rate of the Windy City and singles out Chicago for its sanctuary city policies.
Chicago is unfortunately the worst sanctuary city in America. Chicago protects criminals at a level few could even imagine.
In your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 132 points to close the day at 2790. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, "Dad, this is good." So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has fallen almost 6 cents a gallon in the last week, down to $2.58. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us there's a widespread of $1.84 between the nation's highest and the nation's lowest price for gasoline.
Across the country, most of the nation's states saw average prices decline in the last week. The lowest average, Louisiana at $2.21 per gallon, followed by Mississippi at $2.23 and Oklahoma at $2.24. Meanwhile, the nation's priciest gasoline still can be found in the West Coast. California leads the nation with an average of $4.05 per gallon, and Washington State at $3.41 per gallon.
Former House Speaker from Wisconsin, Republican Paul Ryan, is launching a nonprofit called the American Idea Foundation, which will focus on fighting poverty, economic opportunity, and promoting evidence-based reforms in welfare. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In entertainment news, USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes a look at the top movies at the box office this weekend.
Scary monsters and evil villains are tops at the box office this weekend, just in time for Halloween. The Joker stole back the number one spot in its fourth weekend of play as it crept closer to the billion-dollar mark worldwide. It's now the seventh highest-grossing R-rated movie of all time, bringing in $18.9 million this weekend. Close behind in second place, the Disney sequel Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, with $18.5 million. At number three, The Addams Family, with an estimated $11.7 million. Just behind that at number four, the comedy horror sequel Zombieland, Double Tap, at $11.6 million. Number five, the scary new movie called Countdown, at $9 million. Number six, the cop drama Black and Blue, which brought in $8.3 million. Number seven is Gemini Man with Will Smith, bringing in $4 million. Climbing the charts to number eight, The Lighthouse brought in $3.1 million. And another new face in the top ten, the Thomas Edison film The Current War, which brought in $2.7 million. Rounding out the top ten was the animated film Abominable, with an estimated $2 million.
Week 8 of the NFL season wraps up on Monday Night Football with the Pittsburgh Steelers hosting the Miami Dolphins. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.